Wasteful, increasingly incoherent and poor value for money, the verdict of the Commons Public Accounts Committee on the government's favourite sort of new schools, free schools, of course, which are outside local council control. The schools, which are meant to respond to parental demand, they're meant to introduce innovation into the education system, are sometimes opened, it's claimed, in areas where there's no shortage of places and where other schools are struggling to make ends meet. We're joined on the line by the committee's chair, Meg Hillier, the Labour MP, and by the Conservative Topia Young, co-founder of one of those free schools in West London and director of the New Schools Network. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Meg Hillier, what is your complaint?
Well, look, we've got 21,000 schools or more, slightly more than that across the country. There's a number of free schools of about 883 the government's planning to open. And yet some of those sites are receiving, in some cases, four sites in London have had £30 million spent on a school. And at the same time, you've got other schools reaching the end of their natural life that need £7 billion to get them just up to basic scratch. So the maths is going very much, well, in one direction. I mean, there's a real need to improve school buildings. And if you add to that, Nick, that a lot of these free schools are being put in inadequate premises. We were really shocked in our evidence to get evidence of schools without playgrounds, without sports facilities. In one case, a school where the whole secondary career of those pupils had been in temporary accommodation. And that doesn't seem to square with a long-term sustainable education system that delivers quality education for children.
So the argument, Toby Young, is that these free schools are robbing other schools of the money they need to have better facilities and better buildings.
Yeah, I don't accept that. In the National Audit Office report, which was published early this year, it said that in aggregate, the cost of creating new school places by building free schools was a third cheaper than the cost of building new schools under Labour's Building Schools for the Future programme. Not only that, but it's quite misleading to say that many free schools have been created where there's no demographic need for additional places. 131 free schools were approved earlier this year in what the DfE calls Wave 12, and 93% of the places created in those 131 schools, 93% are going to be in areas where there's a real demographic need for new places. I think the problem with this report is it tries to pit free schools against the existing school estate and tries to turn, you know, one set of teachers and one set of parents against another.
No, which I think that's ridiculous.
Very
that's
misleading
not,
and divisive.
That,
the problem
that's
is, Meg,
not,
you well
this,
know,
this,
if you were creating
no.
new school places under Labour's programme, there would be much less money to refurbish and maintain existing schools than there is at present, because actually this
make
is
very...
Let me, yeah, I think, Mr. Young, you're making some serious allegations. This is a cross-party committee. We base a lot of... All our figures are based on that in forensic work that the National Audit Office does. And, of course, the new school places that are going to be needed are secondary school places. They will cost a lot more. But in the end, you've still got a lot of money going into schools that are in inadequate premises, and that's a real concern. Yet you need £7 billion spending on schools. We were hearing awful examples of schools that are in a very poor state of repair. And overall, we were looking at how the government spends its capital money for schools. And one of the big challenges here is that school places have to be determined by local councils, local authorities. But it is a number of schools are now run directly from Whitehall. And so there's a disconnect between how a local area can plan. And there are in some places, there is 20% more places than there are needed. So there is spare capacity. And that's not a very good use of taxpayers'
money.
Isn't
this, in effect, a sort of ideological argument about the way you run the school system masquerading about as one about value for money? In other words, love or loathe free schools, the very point of them was to be beyond the local authority network. The very idea of them was to introduce innovation and competition. Now, you may loathe them, but pointing out this is not really good.
No, but I mean, let me clear. My committee, this is a cross-party select committee of the House of Commons. Our job was to look at how the government is managing the capital money for schools. So it's not, we weren't making a value judgment about any particular type of school in this report. That's not our role.
Let me put
what
this
we
back
were
to Toby
at is, what we're looking at is the value for money, the value for taxpayers, and whatever's popular for parents is all very well, but it's also got to be popular for taxpayers as a whole.
Toby Young, answer the point that even if the policy, as you believe, is a good one, it may be being done in a way that is very wasteful. I mean, The Guardian this morning quotes developers as saying, we can see the government coming, so they push up the price of land and the taxpayer gets a worse deal.
Well, as I say, in the National Audit Office report, it says that in aggregate, the cost of free schools is 29% cheaper than the cost of providing new places under Labour's Building Schools
Mr. Young is quoting very selectively there from a particular programme to a particular programme. What the National Office also said is that the cost of new school places in free schools today are costing more than free school or new places in existing schools. And I know the
10 seconds to Toby Young, because you've had a long time. Toby Young, rather briefly, if you will, got to go to the weather.
Yeah, I think the problem is that Meg, as a member of the Labour Party, doesn't support the idea of school choice. One of the things the National Audit Office report said, and I quote from it here, is that some spare capacity is needed to allow parents to exercise choice. Not creating many additional places. More than 80% of free schools created since 2014 have been areas where there's a real demographic need for new places.
We need to know the weather, Toby Young, Meg Hillier. You'll have to continue this debate elsewhere. Thank you very much indeed.